WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. That means it's Monday. It means it's 6 o'clock, and it means you're getting ready to get all the news and information you need to know about our favorite motorsport, NASCAR. And, man, you know what? You know those days you wake up and you go to work on Monday, and you're hoping to have just a nice, easy day just to kind of slide on into the week. Well, yeah, you think about NASCAR. That's what I was hoping for today's show. You know what? We'll have a nice little easy show. Not a lot going on. We'll talk about the final four drivers that'll have a chance to be your champion. And then Martinsville happens yesterday. And not only did we get some excellent racing, some dramatic last lap, well, I won't say last lap, last 100 laps of racing by Ryan Blaney, who two times in 2 years has now raced his way in to the championship four. And then it wouldn't be NASCAR if we didn't have some controversy. Was it Christopher Bell? Was it William Byron? Who's in? Who's out? A 30-minute delay before NASCAR issues a very NASCAR ruling that has, you know what? It's almost in honor of the political season. It's just left everybody mad because that's what we do. Lots to get to, recapping Martinsville and setting up the final four in NASCAR. One more race to go. Let's talk about it all now on another edition of Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, if I had a final four, he'd certainly be one of them. It is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
And it wouldn't take 30 minutes for you to figure it out.
Well, you know what? I didn't tell you what Final Four you'd be in. Okay. There's lots of different things that could be a Final Four.
Gotcha.
Final Four people I would call if I needed them, or
yeah, okay.
Final Four people I would ever call if I needed them. See, it could go either way.
You sound like my wife. It could go either way.
I don't have those golden pipes.
Yeah, that's true.
Mrs. Whitfield on the TV.
Yeah, that's true. All right, man, how was your weekend?
It was good. Very relaxing. You know, got a lot done around the house, believe it or not.
Not outside. I was going to say, any fun work, like leaves being blown or golf, anything like that?
Actually, had to get on the roof and do some, you know, brought me back to my Langley roofing days. I had to get up on the roof and do some things. Mm-hmm. Friday was in a golf tournament that, for the first time in my golfing history, me and my partner, we won my flight. So
that's the first time you've ever won?
This is what champions feel like. And you know what? It's, I don't want to overstate it, but I feel like it's kind of set life on a new trajectory. Because after that, Sean, I was kind of unstoppable. You know, Mass, obviously, which didn't see you guys there.
I went shopping
with the missus and the daughter, just being a good guy. Then came home and put in a new garbage disposal, even hardwired it.
Man.
Just, I mean, throwing smoke right now.
So, did you play golf with a pencil and an eraser?
You know what? It's all done digital, which just shows you how long it's been.
What do you mean it's done digitally?
Everybody, you score with a phone in your app. And
do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
When did that happen?
Oh, my. Dude, do you want to go yell at people to get off your yard right now?
I didn't know that's how they were playing golf these days.
Absolutely.
Last time I played, you had a scorecard and a pencil.
Yeah. So everything's done.
Or is that just done at the fancy members-only Windstone Golf Club?
It is a free app to download, and courses everywhere use them. But it's so everybody can have live scoring, and you can enter in your stuff, and it adjusts. So it's very cool. But
oh, so everybody keeps up with everybody during the... Well, see, I wouldn't want them to know my team was doing until the end.
Well, see, so the first about half of the tournament, you can see what's happening, and then Jeff at the course turns off the leaderboard, and so you have no idea how anyone's doing,
and it makes you really lock in. And at the very end, it's revealed that, you know what? Come on down. Hmm. Now, I won't tell you what
flight. And it's all done with an app.
I won't tell you what flight we were in. It certainly wasn't at the top. So if you think of the championship flight being like NASCAR and maybe the flight below that being Xfinity and the flight below that being truck, I'm somewhere near a dirt track on a Saturday night that no one goes to. But a win is a win, Sean Whitfield. So it was a good weekend.
So you were like in the seniors group?
Oh, no, it wasn't quite seniors. It was, okay. You know what? It was the people that have as much fun with the 12-ounce curls as they do on the golf course.
Oh, is that the way it is?
There was plenty of that.
Okay.
Number one with the cart girls, that's for sure.
So that's the first one you've ever won?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know you sucked that
I'm
bad.
I'm not a good golfer, but boy, I have fun.
I would have at least thought you said, well, that's the fifth or sixth one I've won.
No.
I haven't won too many.
Hey, everyone's got to have.
You must not be choosing the right partner.
Sean, you can't win five if you don't win the first one. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, this, okay. Like I said, new trajectory here.
All right.
This is how champions feel.
All right.
You would, being a Georgia fan,
I was just trying to relate.
You wouldn't understand.
Who would I relate you to that's in the NASCAR Cup Series? Started to say Bubba Wallace, but Bubba Wallace has even won a race or two.
I just told you I won.
Huh?
I just told you I won.
I know. But,
so I can be Bubba.
But well, Bubba's won more than one, though, hasn't he?
Who's a guy? Yeah, that would be tough. I'd have to go back, probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's great. Sounds like you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it's a good weekend.
You didn't watch any football?
Watched football. I wished I didn't because Oklahoma State has just got awful at football. Watched a little bit of your Georgia team try their best to lose to Florida.
I tell you what.
Tennessee.
Carson Beck, quarterback. Man.
Tennessee is very talented, but just, God, boy, there's no rhythm to anything they do right now. Another wild weekend in college football, really. I mean, you got some more upsets. College football playoffs is really going to be... It's going to be something else.
Yeah, there's some sort of college football playoff special going on ESPN tomorrow night. I guess it's
I think
sort of an update of where things are.
Yeah, they
just stacking up so far.
Yeah, they used to do that with the standings, but now it's basically who would be in it if it started today.
And of course, Georgia got a win. Tennessee got a win.
That's this weekend, Georgia Tennessee.
No, it's next weekend. Ooh. Or it's the following. It's the 16th. It's going to be in prime time on News Channel 9, by the way. The SEC just announced that today. Man, go Commodores. Vandy got another win.
Vandy is dandy.
Man, I love it.
Yeah.
And it looks like that, and I think it's the first time ever, or it's the first time in however many decades, that Vandy is going to be bowl eligible.
Yeah, I mean, James Franklin, he had them pretty good. They would go to bowls, but it's been many years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I'm happy for the Vandy students because those poor people don't have a leg up anyway. leaving with a Vandy education, what does that get you?
It gets you a lot in life.
Oh, I know. That's why. But, you know, now they can say we have a football team too.
Yeah, for sure.
Poor Vandy kids.
Yeah. Well, I watched my fair share of football over the weekend. Falcons pulled one out against Dallas, so that was good. And if you're somebody out there listening and you love SEC football, I encourage you to join us each and every Saturday morning right here on Rock 105 with College Football Radio presented by Medicare Misty. Jim Gumb and myself are going to get you ready for your SEC college football game day each Saturday morning as we break down what's going to be happening for the day, who's doing well, who's not. And Jim Gumb is the expert analysis, and he gives us all the latest info that you need to know about SEC football. And that's each Saturday morning right here, 9 a.m. on Rock 105.
Well, Sean, so we were treated to... I mean, the quintessential NASCAR race on Sunday.
Plenty of excitement.
Lots of excitement, great driving, and controversy. In fact, so much controversy, you've had to bring in an expert.
Yeah, that's for sure.
An expert on...
Would you like to go ahead and introduce him?
I think we need to.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, friend of the program.
I don't think he even knew he was about to be on the air.
Wow, you don't show up in this studio and just sit there.
He's got to at least say hello, doesn't he?
You don't name drop Shane Van Gisenberg, who was our favorite.
And you walk in a track house.
In a track house hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
our
buddy
cool.
Jason Staney. Welcome into the program, sir.
Thank you.
Jason, you got to get right up close to the mic, please.
Now, last time
you
were on your way to Nashville. You have since come back because you couldn't be away from us. And you are a guy that watches all the races all the time. Mm-hmm. And we brought you in just because a whole lot happened Sunday night.
You can or just Sunday. Say you missed me. It's fine.
Yeah, and I missed right. you as well. Okay. That would be the other thing.
And one of the things about Jason that's sort of a little extra special is not everybody watches all the NASCAR races. I'm talking Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Cup races, and you even watch the Wheel and Modified races too, don't you?
Yep. Cars Tour, everything. Just to
get there, just a little bit closer. There,
straight up addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is addicted to NASCAR, which is a good thing. Do you watch any football at all?
No.
Yeah.
No. Just racing. Whether it's like, you know, DTM in Europe or, you know, V8 Supercars, British Touring Car Championship, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just like racing.
You watch any F1?
No.
Yeah.
Not
everything
F1.
But that. What about drag racing?
Yeah.
NHRA.
Why not F1? That's where all the cool people hang out, apparently.
Well, okay, so my problem with F1 is, like, once I got the hybrid in, it kind of went too much in the direction of engineering versus the drivers. Because, I mean, you look at the V8 era from, what was it, like 2008 to 2013, and then they put the hybrid in. So you had Vettel winning all the championships, but you also had all these other winners. And now you have just one or two guys winning all the championships and no one else in between. It's so rare where you're going to see, I don't know, like that Checo win at, Bahrain a few years ago. That was a complete fluke. And then he gets a Red Bull ride. So to be able to win, if you're not Verstappen nowadays, Lando, and then Hamilton back in the day, I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a new winner.
The F1 Minute brought to you by...
Did you understand all that, Casey?
Verstappen, I've heard. Mm-hmm. Lando, I've heard. And Hamilton, I think we all kind of know him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not an F1 guy either.
Yeah, I haven't watched any F1 at all.
You are such a racing guy.
But I have been noticing that F1 is catching on with some popularity here in America, more than I've ever seen it before. ABC is carrying more of the races on network, not just on ESPN. And when they were running at Texas a couple of weeks ago, I believe I read where F1 picked up a 1.2 TV rating against NASCAR. I think NASCAR was 2.7 or 2.8 that day. So, I mean, they weren't anywhere close to NASCAR in the ratings, but they were a lot further ahead than I expected.
Yeah,
they'd
be. People are watching.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I think maybe one thing that has helped their America present, if I'm not mistaken, Danica Patrick is a part of most of the TV with Formula One, or at least a little bit I've seen.
Well, and I've read some online about that, and I think a lot of people are saying she doesn't know a ton about F1, and she's just on there for the same reason that you have a lot of sideline reporters sometimes. So,
mm-hmm. Well,
popularity.
Yeah, that's probably some truth to that. And I don't think she's missed in the NASCAR world. However, I thought she was good for the sport, but I'm sure there's many others that would disagree. But anyway, Jason, thanks for coming and hanging out with us in the Optimize You studio. Glad to have you.
And we've got a lot to talk about because of the decisions are made, and we finally are down to our final four. We know the four guys that could be your 2024 champion.
That is true. We're going to break all that down, and we're going to talk more about what happened at Martinsville. Also, too, a little bit later in the show, when we get to news in the world of NASCAR, we're going to share with you where things sit right now with the lawsuit, the antitrust lawsuit between 2311 Front Row Motorsports and NASCAR. There were some images shared on social media this afternoon where they were standing outside the courthouse for their first hearing today for the preliminary injunction. So we'll talk a little bit about that and more as we continue. And of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. We got a lot more NASCAR as we continue. For Casey Orr, Jason Staney, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news that you need to know. And right now, you need to know that we only have one race to go in the 2024 NASCAR season. We are down to the final four. We are down to Phoenix. And what that looks like is coming up at Phoenix Raceway, November 10th. Man, how is it November 10th already coming up this weekend? The Phoenix Raceway NASCAR Cup Championship will start at 3 o'clock this Sunday. And, Sean, we are down to the final four drivers that can become your champion. At the end of that race, we will know exactly who the champion is.
And I was thinking about this earlier today. And of course, we'll talk more about the final four drivers that are in the NASCAR championship. But that's not exactly how I thought it was going to look. Was it you?
You know what? We'd have to go back. We predicted this.
Yeah.
I'm not really shocked by any of it. I just, I'm pretty happy with it. I'm not super happy with NASCAR's decision,
mm-hmm.
But I think I am super. I mean, I'm totally okay with the Final Four, and I know people are going, "What decision?" We're about to break all that down. What actually happened at the race? But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm fine with it.
All right, let's get into the results of the race at Martinsville. Of course, Ryan Blaney was the big winner. He got his 13th victory in 341 NASCAR Cup Series races. This is his third victory and 17th top 10 finish in 2024. His second victory and 12th top 10 finish in 18 races at Martinsville. One of the things, too, Casey, that's interesting about this win is this is exactly what he did last year. If you remember, Blaney won last year right before Martinsville to make it into the championship four to secure his spot. And that put, because Blaney went into Martinsville this weekend in a must-win situation. Blaney was 10th on the final restart with 87 laps to go and drove his way up to the front, leading the final 15 laps to get the win.
And was just picking people off. Like, it really was. It was not only did he come out of the pits in eighth place, I think he lost two spots on the restart. And then with 87 laps to go, which sounds like a long time, but at Martinsville is not. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you know, stroke race in a movie. It's like, oh, gosh, let's just hit that extra shift that they all have and just start passing people. And it was fun to see a guy. You know, it's the old Hail Mary. It's the we have to score here. It's the we have to win with a three-pointer. You name it, whatever other sports analogy, he did it. He went out there and he absolutely did it. He didn't go crazy by riding the rails and doing things that you weren't supposed to do. And he didn't bump anybody out of the way. He didn't do anything shady or spin somebody and say it was worth it because I needed to win. He just went out and flat out outdrove everybody. And I think, you know, for Ryan Blaney, a guy that for the long time was kind of the other guy of all the, you know, all these up and comers like Chase Elliott and William Byron and you name it, he was kind of like the odd man out because he just couldn't pull it together when he needed to. Well, now that's kind of all he does. He's already a champion for 2 years in a row. He is now one when he absolutely had to with his back up against the wall. I thought it was
Blaney always seems to come through
when he needs to
in those moments that he needs,
which was kind of the opposite for, you know, I guess the earlier part of his career, but I thought it was awesome. I just hate that, like, his driving, that's what the story should be about, how good he was and him doing it again, when actually the story is about to be all about Christopher Bell and William Byron, which is what we're about to talk about, and it overshadows what just an awesome race Ryan Blaney ran.
Yeah, for sure. Second place driver was Chase Elliott. He posted his 12th top 10 finish,
which Chase Elliott needed to win to advance.
He did, and then
and NASCAR had their fingers crossed for sure, hoping he would get a win.
And there, towards the end of the race, Chase was leading, and Ryan Blaney passes him.
Yep.
So Chase, he posted his 12th top 10 finish in 19 races in Martinsville. It's his 18th top 10 finish in 2024. Kyle Larson came in third, posted his 8th top 10 finish in 20 races at Martinsville. The driver that came in fourth was Austin Cindric. Fifth was Denny Hamlin. Sixth, William Byron. Seventh, Austin Dillon. Eighth, Ross Chastain. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. And 10th, Joey Logano. So we had five of the playoff drivers that made it into the top 10.
Actually, what is that? Six playoff drivers, including Joey Logano. But Joey was already locked in. So William Byron in sixth place, able to lock in. Now, if we go down just a little bit further, you see Christopher Bell actually finished in 22nd. And then all the way down, Tyler Reddick in 34th. So Tyler, not a good weekend. You can still, I think, if you're Tyler Reddick, be excited about the year you had. But the 45 23XI Racing, not going to go to the finals and win this thing. Now, let's talk about
saw SVG. You didn't mention him.
Oh, Shane Van Gisenberg, our number one fan here. Jason, were you happy with the SVG's year?
For a college car in Martinsville, yeah. Overall, Xfinity, can't complain too much. I mean, first year running ovals, I think he did pretty good.
All right. Yeah. See, I think so, too. I think he's a guy that's going to be around a while. All the talk is about Christopher Bell and William Byron and what happened late in the race. Would you like to explain this, Sean, or do you want me to hop in on it? or do you want to, Sean Whitfield's take, and no, then I'll tell you what,
no,
really,
you go ahead,
what
and,
really happened.
And then I'll fill in the blanks.
All right. So late in the race, William Byron and who else was it? William Byron and somebody were 1 point from each other. Well, it's Christopher Bell. William Byron and Christopher Bell.
Yeah.
1 point away from each other. William Byron was actually in the lead, or had a 1 point lead over Christopher Bell, who's way back in the pack, 1 point in the standings. He's going to go into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. However, there are two Chevy drivers behind William Byron that didn't even attempt to pass him about the last 20 laps. In fact,
and that would be Austin Dillon and Ross Chastain.
Austin Dillon and Ross Chastain, some could say, help block a lot of the other drivers. In fact, one of them, Spotter, even said, hey, does the other team know about the deal?
Yeah.
So
imagine that. It almost sounds like Talladega.
Basically, William Byron needs to finish in the spot. He's not advancing any, but he's not losing any, and he's being aided, perhaps, but with two other Chevy drivers helping him there.
So it was a manufacturer's, not a team.
Not a team. Manufacturers, perhaps or perhaps not, getting together. But William Byron, he's got his 1 point lead over Christopher Bell. Here we go. No big deal. Well, then all of a sudden, Sean, with one lap to go, your friend, big winner, Bubba Wallace, all of a sudden has a tire going down, Sean, and starts slowing way down. Well, that allows...
just so happened.
Another Toyota, Christopher Bell, to get in front of him and thus tie William Byron in points, knowing Christopher Bell has the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Christopher Bell then, after getting past Bubba Wallace, kind of runs into the wall and stays on the wall for a minute to maintain position.
It was the Ross Chastain watermelon move.
Perhaps or perhaps not. He didn't use it to pass anybody. It was just kind of like a, oopsie, I stayed on the wall too long.
Well, that's what he said.
Exactly.
But that's not the way it looked.
But he didn't pass anybody, right? So he didn't use it to necessarily pass anyone. And then the checkered flag is flown. Oh, my gosh. Look at the good fortune for Christopher Bell. Mm-hmm. With the other guy with Bubba Wallace tire going down. He is now tied with William Byron in the points. Christopher Bell's going to the Final Four. He has raced his way into the championship for the second time in 2 years. Correct?
That's the way it looked.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
But wait just a minute. NASCAR needs to think about this for a minute.
We're reliving Jeff Gordon and Michael Waltrip Racing all over again in 2013.
Yes.
13 at this
many,
point.
Or what is it? 11 years later, but, oh, I can get on to that. No, don't even. So all of a sudden, 30 minutes go by, the Final Four isn't announced.
And over 30 minutes.
And then they come out and do announce the Final Four. William Byron, not Christopher Bell, will make it in. And what they're saying is Christopher Bell was docked points because he stayed on the wall too long, using it as an aid.
Well, he was penalized for a safety violation.
As a safety violation, he loses the points, doesn't make the Final Four. Joe Gibbs is crestfallen. He does not get into the Final Four, his team. And, Sean, there you have it. NASCAR has taken the attention away from a much-deserving Ryan Blaney and put it on a rules decision, could be dissension if you like, rules decision to determine who's going to have a chance at the 2024 champion. Did I explain that?
You explained it
well.
You explained it very well. It was a situation where it wasn't fellow teammates that got together, and it was the teammates against the rest of the field there on the final lap. It was where manufacturers got together, because Bubba Wallace, being in a Toyota, Christopher Bell is a Toyota driver, both on different teams, same manufacturer. And then we saw that with Ross Chastain and Austin Dillon, manufacturers there, separate teams. And so there was orders given. It's allegedly that orders were given to all by all the manufacturers. Hey, we've got to, we need everybody to support one another. If you're driving the Ford logo, Ford's telling their drivers, we got to have Fords in the Final Four because it's so important to the manufacturers of who has the most representation. They don't really care which team, as long as it's a team that drives their brand. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Now, you may ask yourself, okay, well, can Joe Gibbs Racing file an appeal? Well, you cannot file an appeal on a in-race penalty. So there's nothing Joe Gibbs Racing can do about filing an appeal.
It seemed like to me that you've got the William Byron situation where two people allegedly kind of keeping position to allow him to keep position and not let anybody else around. Then you've got Bubba Wallace with a mysterious tire going down, which NASCAR basically tore his car apart afterwards to see if they could figure out why he lost so much speed. Okay, you've got that situation allegedly happening that allows Christopher Bell to come in. And then you've got Christopher Bell hitting the wall and staying on the wall. What you essentially have is a whole lot of gray area. And I feel like NASCAR looked at that gray area and could only find the one thing in the white and black, which is you can't ride the wall and you can call it. Even though I think if there's any other situation in the world, he's not given a safety violation because it was pretty harmless. But in this situation when, oh no, we've got to find something, they went ahead and said, well, that is concrete. We've got to render a decision. That's concrete. I hate it. It's unfortunate. But boy, I don't think NASCAR did a great, very, very clean handling of this whole thing.
Well, I think the end result was handled correctly.
Probably about what was supposed to happen.
I mean, because it was clear that the 20 car rode the wall. And it was just 2 years ago when that happened which driver am I trying to think of? Ross Chastain.
Watermelon, yeah.
Yeah, when it happened to Ross Chastain, and it was a big deal. And so that's fresh in everybody's mind still. And when you go back and look at the video, that's basically what happened, even though he says it wasn't intentional.
Well,
that's what happened.
But Ross Chastain did it in order to gain a competitive advantage and pass people.
That is true.
Christopher Bell, it just looked like, yes, like it was on accident. But by black and white, you could call that a rule violation. I was trying to figure out.
But NASCAR has access to data in telemetry that they can get also a good feel whether a driver did something intentional or whether he didn't.
I was trying to draw a parallel because I do think one of the great things about NASCAR is also one of the things that drives you nuts. They can do whatever they want, right? This is, I think, essentially almost like two NFL refs not sure what call to make, so they just call holding because there's always holding. Like, it's something that's pretty easy to point out, and you can go, well, I normally wouldn't call it, but we're kind of stuck in this situation. I kind of felt like it was that. It was an easy out for NASCAR, but I don't know.
Well, do you not think it was the right call?
I don't think that didn't gain him any position.
No, I'm talking about the outcome of William Byron making it in and the 20 car not.
I do think it was, I guess you could call it the right call. Both of them, I think, could be pointed at. They had help. I think William Byron's help lasted a little more longer, and perhaps he could have lost some spots.
Yeah, but that wasn't William Byron's fault. You would blame that on Ross Chastain and Austin Dillon. NASCAR needs to discipline them.
I get it. He was still the beneficiary of, yeah. Okay. And, Bubba Wallace losing, do that over a few laps, but all at once, maybe a little more egregious, a little more eh. But then he can also say these dudes have been doing it for 30 minutes. If you just want to, it's like, did the right thing happen? You know what? William Byron outdrove Christopher Bell that night, for sure.
This is what should have happened. We should now have five people in the championship.
That is kind of what I'm surprised didn't happen.
No. Joking about that.
That would be the most NASCAR thing ever. And in my mind, I do think if the roles were reversed, if Christopher Bell had been up front and then somebody, slowed down to let William Byron get in there to tie it, I think NASCAR would have said, who owns the 48? Jeff Gordon. What did we do for Jeff Gordon egregiously 13 years or 11 years ago? We gave him an extra spot. Boom, you would have had five spots.
I was talking to someone today, and they said, hey, I think they should make five spots, do similar to what they did with Jeff Gordon back in 2013. And I said, well, okay, how is that fair to the other three drivers? Now the other three drivers, instead of having to compete against three other drivers. Now they're going to have to, they would have to compete against four. That's not fair to them. So this was ultimately NASCAR had to stick to a four man championship. And I think they made the right and correct call. It was a tough situation. I think NASCAR in the past has always sort of stayed away and did any kind of discipline or call any manufacturers out on anything. But I think it may be to the point that NASCAR may need to have a conversation with the manufacturers and go, okay, now listen, we've stayed out of y'all's way. We've not ever tried to dictate how you guys do your business. We know you put millions and millions of dollars in this sport, but hey, we can't continue this type of situation.
Well, and you and I always talk about there's a difference between cheating and sportsmanship, right? Or gamesmanship. You know, you see it in football games all the time. When the defense is trying to run out the clock and they tackle a guy, they're pretty slow getting off of the guy so the ref can get the ball and run it back and start the next play. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between doing that and just laying there or faking an injury, which the SEC is having a tough time with all the time. So, yes, but this is – I think the right decision was ultimately reached, which I think is – what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But man, NASCAR, it wasn't a good look. If I'm a conspiracy theorist, I got plenty to chew on today.
Now, here's what will be interesting to see is if NASCAR comes down and levies any penalties against Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, or Austin Dillon, or they'll just walk away and not do anything. I suspect that there will be some sort of penalties or some sort of fine being given. If not to all three of these drivers, possibly to at least Bubba Wallace, because there is recorded audio on the radio that sort of gives Bubba Wallace away.
Oh, yeah. You can drill down and just about nail
any of
these guys.
That's what I don't get sometimes. These drivers know and these teams know that NASCAR and everybody is listening to their talk on these radios. Why give yourself away? You know,
have better code.
Yeah, they should know.
The crow flies at midnight.
That everybody's
just know what
listening.
You know what to do, and no one knows what that means.
Yeah. All right, it is time for us to take a break, and we come back. We're going to find out what our in-studio guest, the Optimize You Studio, Jason Stainey, thinks. We need to get a – Jason, you're what, 22?
Older than that.
23?
Older than that.
25.
About there.
Eight.
We'll call
28.
It
28.
27.
27.
Oh, my gosh, 27.
All right, we're going to find out what a guy that's a diehard NASCAR fan in his mid-20s thinks. If he thinks the two old guys here know what we're talking about, or did he have a little bit of different perspective? We'll cover that as well as get into the driver's standings and more as we continue. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. More to come as after the break. For Casey Orr, Jason Stainey, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. If it doesn't hurt at all,
then it doesn't mean a thing. I never knew that. We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga. Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We got a special in-studio guest, Jason Staney, our SVG specialist. And today, talking about the big race at Martinsville, all the drama that basically left us with the final four in the standings. We know four people that can be your championship. Be your champion this year, Blaney, Logano, Reddick, and Byron. And all that's going to go down at Sean Whitfield's favorite track, Phoenix Raceway, for the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race. Doesn't even have a sponsor, Sean. It's just the NASCAR Cup Series champion. 312 laps. What a random number for your NASCAR Championship finale. That's coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock. And no matter what happens, Sean and I are going to show back up next Monday at 6 to say, I told you so. Because, of course, we're going to pick the correct winners at the end of the program.
Tomorrow is election day, and yes. So I'm going to say one thing related to politics, and I think you might find this interesting. Did you happen to see Saturday Night Live Saturday night?
I did not.
Was you aware that Kamala Harris
I've seen the memes, yeah.
was on Saturday Night Live. Well, apparently the Trump campaign had a problem with that.
You don't say.
Because they didn't get their equal airtime on Saturday Night Live with former President Trump. And it is estimated that the amount of time that the vice president received was about 90 seconds. And so they
come up with that dollar.
So they contacted NBC and raised a little bit of a protest because, you know, you have to be keeping things equal.
Mm-hmm.
And so in return, NBC gave Trump 90 seconds worth of commercial time during yesterday's NASCAR race.
So a lot of people don't know this, but we deal with it every year, but really every 4 years politically. Mm-hmm. Advertise, if you are a broadcast station, and when it comes to advertising, you cannot show favoritism. Doesn't matter if you're privately owned or corporate, you cannot show favoritism over a client or over certain political candidates.
Yeah.
You essentially have to take whatever... Mm-hmm. I'm probably speaking to it wrong now, but it used to be whatever your lowest amount you would charge for a commercial at that time.
Yes.
You have to guarantee every candidate that same dollar amount, or basically whatever you charge one, you have to charge
whatever your lowest rate is. Yeah, that's correct.
And so it becomes, and you put that up against, you know, versus your inventory, because everybody's only got a certain amount of inventory. And that's why you'll see political ads nonstop, especially as you get closer, because everyone's paying the same. Everyone's has to run the same.
Yeah.
You know, if I buy three ads from NBC and you buy three ads, but they only have time for five, they can't just show my three and your two, right? Everybody's got to be equal. It's a mess. I can tell you that.
That's why we don't do any political advertising in the Whitfield Media Group.
No.
In the five shows that we have because on the radio.
It is such a mess to try to... I guess stay in the right boundaries or just stay in compliance.
Yeah.
It's a mess, but that's also why it's just got watching TV for the last week's been god awful. I mean, every single commercial break is two or three.
Well, let me tell you.
And political ads it are is, just
it is
gotten
nothing.
Goofy.
It is nothing here in Chattanooga. I was in Atlanta Friday and most of Saturday. So I stayed the night in Atlanta Friday night. I was watching some TV in the hotel room. You think political ads for the presidential election are bad in Chattanooga? You should be in Atlanta, especially since Georgia is one of those states.
Yeah, it's a battleground state. Yeah, yeah, we kind of luck out with Tennessee. But
you'll be thankful that you're in Chattanooga after being in Atlanta.
It is crazy. And you know, the other thing I hate about it is they're all so obnoxious. And they all say, at this point, say such outlandish things about both sides. People get turned off. When really this should be, I think the message ought to be, hey, just go vote. Like, pick someone and go vote. Just everybody go vote. But it gets so, I think it gets so gross. People are just like, oh my God, I'm not voting for anybody. I'm not going.
From time to time, I get asked by political candidates for On the Move Radio that airs on Saturday mornings on 98.1 The Lake to be a guest. And we don't do that because if we have a 10-minute conversation with one political candidate, we have to have a 10-minute conversation with all of them. The only one we ever do is the city of Chattanooga mayoral race. We'll usually, you know, have all the candidates in for that. But otherwise, it is just overwhelming. And you're right. You do one for one, you got to do them for the other, or you got to do them for all. And that's exactly what happened to NBC. They had to make good the time since Kamala was a guest on Saturday Night Live. And there wasn't time to have Trump on Saturday Night Live since the election is Tuesday. They were able to find a compromise and gave him 90 seconds during the race yesterday.
You're probably getting into the broadcast minutia, but I wonder, because that's an entertainment show. It's a show, like, I would consider that programming versus ad time. But there's got to be, I don't know. I mean, because it's not a news program. I mean, it's for entertainment purposes.
But if it airs on those airways, for example, if we had a political guest here on this show for, say, 5 minutes, and I wasn't willing to have the other political candidate on this show for 5 minutes.
You could be in trouble, even though it's not advertising.
Not only would I be in trouble, but legally this radio station, Rock 105, would be required by the FCC to run 5 minutes worth of commercial airtime on the radio station for its equal. And that's a prime example to what happened just, you know, over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, and especially with local politics, because there's some loon balls that run for local spots. You don't want them
so
on the radio.
I just completely stay away from all political advertising. Yeah. We don't
And because you have to guarantee them the lowest rate, yeah, it's not super profitable. So trust me, radio stations and TV stations don't like it either.
And Whitfield Media Group being completely independent, you know, we can do that. Obviously, radio stations and TV stations can't do that. But anyway, it is a whole other world.
Interesting stuff.
All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. And the final four going to the championship: Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, and William Byron. Penske Racing, they didn't have any wins until June. And then, since they've won in June, they've won 7 out of 21 races, including 2 of the last 3 in the playoffs, to secure Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano being 2 of the final 4. Here we were thinking Hendrick Motorsports was going to dominate the final 4. William Byron just barely made it in. There's no representation from RCR. There's no representation from Joe Gibbs Racing. I expected Denny Hamlin to be in there. I expected Kyle Larson to be in there.
Yeah, Kyle Larson.
This very much is not at all what I expected.
The top four, every single driver has 3 wins on the season. The driver with the most wins all year, Kyle Larson, who's in 6th spot right now, will not be a chance to be your champion. Denny Hamlin, Sean, I'm with you. I really kind of thought the stars were aligning for Denny to finally get his championship. God, if I'm him, I'm really starting to think it may not happen. One Hendrick driver. You've got 23XI with Tyler Reddick. Man, you know, NASCAR is not wanting the guy that's suing him to be able to be in championship circle. That ought to be good. And you got Joey Logano going for 3-time. He's already a you know, he's already a Hall of Famer. Is he moving into that upper echelon in the history annuals of NASCAR? And then Ryan Blaney, man, a guy that just keeps getting it done. I feel like he's really coming into his own. Is this the beginning of just a dominant stretch for the 12 team for years? It's going to be, I mean, I'm very happy with the final four. I think it's going to be a heck of a race.
All right, Jason, joining us here in the Optimize You studio, what's your...
What say you, young,
what do you think,
young
sir?
Person?
Yeah, what is a young man in their mid-20s think about what happened yesterday?
Mr. 18 to 34 age group,
yeah, we
the all-important.
Yeah, what do you guys...
What are the whippersnappers that watch TikTok?
What are y'all called? Gen X? Gen Z?
I think I'm Z. So there's
Gen Z?
The joke is there's baby boomers, and then we're Zoomers.
Okay.
So boomers and Zoomers. So I'm a Zoomer.
So what does the Zoomers think about what happened yesterday?
Speak for your generation, please.
Yeah. For all of the Zoomers out there. So going back to Bristol earlier this year, it was probably one of the most entertaining short track races of the next gen era, right? You had tires falling off like crazy, and then that was the fluke. Every other next gen race has been kind of iffy on a short track, give or take. And then Martinsville happens, and it's at least a 7-8 out of 10. Blaney drives, 80-something laps green, passes everybody, which is hard to do enough in previous generations. Doing it in the next gen is even harder. And then it finishes under green, unheard of for the second-to-last race of the year, especially going into the Phoenix where your Final Four is going to be decided. So then it's completely overshadowed by two people. And it's such a gray area for penalties because team orders versus manufacturer orders, where do you draw the line between the two where you say one's okay, this one's not okay? And if it was up to me, if I'm in charge of NASCAR, I'm saying, okay, we have somebody who clearly broke the rule wall riding, even though it was, what do they call it, a couple years ago, the hail melon. We had a fail melon this year. Mm-hmm. Half a wall ride. So you have the fail melon, and Bubba Wallace magically, his tires go down, right? I mean, I saw the onboard. It looked loose, but is that car setup? Is that tire degradation, fall off, whatever? Then you have Byron, who has two people block for him at a track that's designed specifically to go too wide, unless you're on a restart where you magically find yourself three or four wide in the corner. What are you going to do? I mean... It's such a hard call. If it was me, I'd throw them both out.
Oh, man, I love it. Just have three.
You know, unless you want to put the regular point series champion.
I think that's what they were going to do. Then they had to go ask Jeff Gordon what he thought. And he said, no, I'd let the 48
put me back in the car, right?
Well, you gave us a good observation. You said you're a Zoomer.
Apparently, that's what they call it.
Sean, you're a... Are you a boomer or are you a Gen X?
I'm almost a senior. I don't know what I am. What is 56 years old? Where does that get you?
Maybe. Gen X, I think.
Yeah.
Gen X.
You may be an older Gen X.
The forgotten generation.
I'm like the next gen.
I'm a Zennial. It's the very end of Gen X, but not quite millennial. So it's millennial spelled with an X.
Interesting.
My wife is totally a Gen X.
By the way, are you experiencing low energy, no sex drive, weight gain, muscle loss?
Speaking of my wife. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Irritability or depression?
No, I'm good.
You're not experiencing
because I
any
have
of those.
A wonderful wife.
No, I'm not talking about your wife. I'm talking about you. Are you experiencing low energy, no sex drive, weight gain, muscle loss, irritability or depression?
No, I don't have any of that. Well, right. Lack of opportunity. Is that in there? No. Can they help with that?
No. Well, if you're someone out there listening and you are experiencing any of those that I just listed, you may have a hormonal imbalance. And everybody or the folks at Optimize You can take care of that. They can get your hormones optimized. And we encourage you to go check them out. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. We got more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, Jason Staney, our guest today in the Optimize You studio, I am Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, we're here each and every Monday. Yeah, every Monday at 6 on Rock 105. And we're presented by Optimize You, and we spent a lot of time talking about other stuff, so we're running out of time. So I just got to tell you, the Final Four is set. The championship's coming up. It's in Phoenix. It's this Sunday. Watch it at 3 o'clock. Come back next Monday and we'll talk about it.
All right, let's dive into some news in the world.
We don't have much time. We got to make our prediction.
We got just a few minutes left, and you're right, we do. The judge assigned to the antitrust case filed by Front Row in 2311 Racing against NASCAR did not make a decision during today's hearing, where the teams request for a preliminary injunction. Basically, the teams want NASCAR to allow them to continue to run as charter teams while the case proceeds. NASCAR says the teams did not sign the charter agreement, so they need to compete as open teams. And we shared a week or so ago where NASCAR has already made the statement, 2025 season, they're going to have 32 charter teams instead of 36 because they are pulling four out because of this situation.
You and I watched the video, and how tall is Michael Jordan standing behind everybody? People forget, you know, he's the greatest basketball player ever. He's also 6'9".
Yeah.
And NASCAR dudes like Denny Hamlin and all those guys, and I guess their lawyer, not real tall.
Bob Pockrass from NASCAR on Fox reported this just a couple hours ago. He said some things learned at the hearing is Reddit and 2311 sponsors can leave if they run an open team. NASCAR attorneys said nearly half of the broadcast revenue goes to the teams as part of the new charter agreement. Now, that's some breaking news.
That is definitely
nearly
something.
Half of the broadcast money, and where the teams were not getting half. The speedways were getting 60%. The NASCAR teams were getting, I think, the 25%, and then NASCAR was getting the rest.
Well, but here's the thing. That is a very small nugget of what we know. If it was really that good, I don't think 23XI would be taking NASCAR to court.
Jeffrey Kessler, the attorney for 2311 and Front Row Motorsports, is claiming need for a preliminary injunction for the charter rides for two teams. And he's quoted here saying, our drivers are free to leave, including the drivers who may be the champion of NASCAR. So, you know, any of the drivers with 2311 are free to leave if they choose to for next year, which I don't think that's going to happen, but it is their right. All right. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the championship?
All right. If I'm having to pick who I think's going to win, you know, I think Joey Logano is going to get his third championship. If I'm picking who I want to win, Tyler Reddick. His story just writes itself. His team's suing NASCAR, and he gets to hold up the trophy.
You know, you said that all pretty well. That is a pretty cool ending right there. I'm going to go, man, this is a tough one. I'm going to go Joey Logano.
Joey, okay, so you're going to agree with me.
Yeah.
Write that down. Yeah. That never happens. Yeah. Jason Stainey, you actually watch all the races, and by the all the I mean all the races.
All three series.
Your best analysis.
Okay, so y'all brought up Blaney doing it the same way he did last year. I mean, I was originally going to go with Logano. That's who I'm sticking with, because 2 years ago, you remember, he won at Vegas.
Like, he's great in even number years.
Yep. Even your Logano can't be stopped. I'm going with Logano.
Wow, what a boring radio show we are. We just all picked the same dude.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay, so you know what that means?
I'm going to go with William Byron.
People that bet for a living go out and put money on everyone but Joey Logano.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We want to thank you so much for joining us and making us part of your Monday. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. You can also find us online at racingtalkradio.com. For Casey Orr, Jason Stainey, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studios, this is WRXR-FM Rossville, Chattanooga, Rock 105. Always live on the Odyssey app.